space is this, and it's here. Kaf etzen of Echon in a million of Teichon, the Kulam of Kulim. Why don't you say Vitu Vilav? Because later there my Chayev Lemaisa. As Tesis says, you can't answer that it's a Dabar Shibiminyan. There's a reason that it's Dabar Shibiminyan Loi Bato is Hainu Mibir Abama. As why can't you say over here the reason why there's no Bito Biloi is Mibir Abama? Tesis means like it's Mibur, the Ritva, the Tesis Rash, because over here, if you're not going to be Batal Viroiv, you're going to be pottering from the Chiyiv Maisa Daraisa. And a Derabanan can't make a Kula. The Ganser Din that is not Batal is only the Derabanan, you can't make a Kula from a Din Derabanan. Continues Thesis. Of a maybe you could say that the reason why it's not bottle is because it's a barrier. It's a beer. Taisus already said that something which is not bottle berabanan, you don't have the din of the sugya. Mavura and Taisus, that which a barrier is loy bottle is midar raisa. The one time saw a shadus achubis maril that brings the raya from Taisus. You see in places that the din that a barrier is not bottle is midaraisa. What's the pshat? Because the aside of bittul is being that the meat is not choshev, it's nitval to the roiv, it's bottle to the roiv. The barrier, which is a dover choshev, that's not bottle to the roiv, that's a din daraisa. Of a tiny traces over here, it's not a barrier. That's the Tanya of Tesis. As a Mela, Tesis bribes by a Shaila. In the Tesis of Rosh, the Tesis Rosh says in Yeshua. So let's see the Tesis of Rosh. Taisus Arash is very distinct. In time where Isa Kavis, the battle Viroi, the Kulan Chayavim Lasa, the one whose Kavis inside should be battle Viroi, and Kulan should be Chayim Lasa, the Yesh Loimer, the Bali Chayim Shivi. Why does Taisus not answer like the Rosh? Because Taisus already said, it's Derabanan, it's not Bottle. As Taisus Kinira holds, that which a Bali Chaim is not Bottle is Nidarabanan. As a Mela, Taisus could answer like the Rosh. The Rosh will learn. The Bali Chaim are not bottle midaraisa. It's enough choshev that it's not bottle midaraisa. It's a mail of the Taisus Rashi. It says, Ashayla number one, Bitul Barai. Teretz, it's a Bal Chai. A Bal Chai is choshev. There's no din of Bitul Barai. The Taisus Rashi continues. Then Taimar Nechbishinu denied the name of called the parish Meruba parish, Viekulam Chayavim Lamaiser. The Taisus Rush already answered, there's no din of Bittul Beroi. What is the Taisus Rush continuing? Because like we saw yesterday, there are two din. There's a din of Bittul Beroi and a din of Zilvasarai. As the first question of the Rush was Midin Bittul Beroi. The second question of the Rush is Midin Zilvasarai. Even though he answered Bittul Beroi, that there's no Bittul Beroi by Chshivi, by Balchai, because it's Shivi, that's only as far in Bittul Beroi. That's because the Mir is Eino Choshev. But in the din of Zilvasarai, it doesn't make a difference if it's Bali Chaim. Even in Bali Chaim, there's a din of Zilvasarai. Because the word is, the Raiv is Machriya. What happened? We have one Baim in front of us. The Shail is which one? The Raiv should tell us which one it is. Said it doesn't make a difference if it's. Frag the Rosh that you should say Zilvasarai. the rush. The reason why he says you have to be nechmeshinu benaydi is kolzman, it's in the deer, that's its makom kriyusa. As therefore you need nechmeshinu benaydi, then it shouldn't be in its makom kriyusa. Mavur in the rush that even though he's asking al zilbas arayv, but there's still a chsarin of kavur. Kach is mavur in the rush. I'm sorry. The rush is mavur that he's asking al zilbas arayv. Yod, it's still called kavua, and you have to read nechmeshinu benaydi. The Shaila is, in the first rush, when he asked him Bittul V'Rayv, why didn't he also say that you should need Mishinu V'Naydi to make it Ois Kavua? Why only in the Din Zilbas Arayv he adds in that you need Mishinu V'Naydi to make it Ois Kavua? Mavur in the rush that by Bittul V'Rayv we don't care if it's Kavua. Only by Zilbas Arayv then it bothers us if it's Kavua. Not like what we saw yesterday in Taisus. As the Rush asks, you should be Zilbas Arayv. If you're Zilbas Arayv, as then it should be Chayiv B'Maisa. And for the Rush in the second Teretz, V'oy Zok the Rush, V'oy Yesh Loimba, Kivin the Chazinan, Dafilu Hecha the Yochola Aser. As this is a Yisaidah Ziga Taisus Rosh, that many of daily Rabbi Seinu Achreinim were heavy and pilpulu ze mahoi. The Rosh is mechadish, even the halacha is we go basaroi, but it's still a suffix, and there's still a mead of a series suffix. V'chein kosev haritva chadoshim over here. As the Shmaita and Shmaita Beis, Parik Tesvav, Riki Beger, and Shuvis, and many other achroinim, Amarach Mo'od, and this Taisus Rosh, they found a huge, you say this, the Girosh, that Roiv is not Vaday. But how about before the questions that the Achroinim asked, why isn't Roiv Vaday? The Torah says you go bus a Roiv. Why isn't a Roiv Vaday? Why shouldn't it be Vaday? Yamachriya with the Roiv. As the Imrei Baruch and others say, because Misvara, you can't be Machriya with the Roiv. Because Mechetesi. Enochinami, it's more percentages, but just because it's more percentages doesn't mean it's full proof. As misvara, you can't be mechiach with roiv. V'araya, you need exeris akasiv, does lean on bas roiv. If the fact that you go bust the statistics, bas roiv, is a svara, what do you need exeris akasiv for? It's a svara pshuta. Muhach that misvara, we wouldn't go bas roiv. What's the Gzeres HaKosev? The Gzeres HaKosev is teaching us a din in Sveikis, that we look at it a certain way. Abamide Sofik loy nafka. Avad, it's still a Sofik. Even though there's more chances that the 90% thing is true, but there's still a 10% chance the other way, as it's still a Sofik. That's the Poshet of Shad in the Rush. Eivazei, Frek Rubiki Ve'eger, two Bomba Kashas on the Rush. Zag Rebbe Kiveger, how do you know what's the reason why we're allowed to eat our behemoths or milk our behemoths? L'choira, our behemoths are maybe a trefa. Meaning, sometimes when you have a behemoth, the behemoth is a trefa, it has a mum that it's gonna die. As how do you know it's not a trefa? You don't know. As Ledukma, let's start one thing. How could you milk from a behema? Maybe it's a trefa and it's asa bachila and its milk is asa. As the Gemara says, Roi behemis ain't a trefus. Because Roi behemis are ain't a trefus. As we're saying on a Roi. The Gemara uses it in Shchita and Chulin Daf Yud Aleph. It's the famous Gemara where it uses it. that when you shake it, you could assume it's not a treifa, because Rei Behemis ain't a treifa. Frekraviki Vega, Harinjasan de Shaila. Aybaze, because how could we ever be Mafrish Meiser Behema? There's a din asiri vadai, veloy asiri safik. As if there's a din asiri vadai, veloy asiri safik, maybe it's a treifa. What does the Gemara in Kulin say? Because Raiv Amos ain't a treifus. Oh, but we just learned that Raiv is not vadai. As when there's a din asiri vadai, veloy asiri safik, there's no Raiv. As what's shot? How could we ever be mafrish, meiser, behema? Maybe it's a treifa. What is the olam taina on such a shaila of Rabbi Kiva? Does anyone have a machshava, a teretz to be miyashiv?
Hashem told us to take meiser anyway.
I guess that's pretty good, meaning the Maiser, it's always a suffix trade when Hashem told us. It shows us we're not choishish that it's a suffix. Very good. Rabbi Kivayg is asking, why? You're right. The Maiser, the Torah says, and there is a, he happens to be right. But Rabbi Kivayg is, fuck, what's the hesper? Because he's good, there's a hesper. What's the hesper?
By Maiser, you don't know that there's this or here.
Reb Chaim, in that Reb Chaim al Bavlisiyah, as he says that the whole meaning of the rush is only when there's a latest asafik. There's a siva listafik litzmoni. Lamashal, in our tzir, there was one behema which is pater, and it jumped into a bunch that, as there's a siva listafik litzmoni, over there, then the Rush says, when you go Basaroi, that's not Vadai. But to be Choshish on a Behemba that it's a Trefa, that is no Siva Listapik Lefneinu. We didn't see anything here that shows that this particular animal is a Trefa. As Kimin Chikain, we don't have a Siva to be Mistapik in this particular animal. Over here, we know there's a deer, and we know one jumped in, it's coming. We know there's a Siva Listapik, there's something going on. But over there, there's no Siva Listapik.
It's still very Mistapik that they're, one of them is a true one.
What?
It's Mistapik, if you have 1,000 animals, one of them's going to be a true one.
MS, but when you're looking at your Mr. One behemoth in front of you, there's no reason to be Clarisapik. Maybe this is one of the traits. There are 1 out of 1,000 in the world. But when you're donning on a behemoth in front of you, there's no sibilous topic that if it's a trait. That's what the Chaim wants to say. It's a little bit of a chiddush, because you could have said maybe there is one in the world that should make a suffering. No, you have to look at the one in front of you. In our story in front of you, you have one that jumped in. Oh, by the way, that's maybe why Rabbi Kivayg didn't like it, because that's why he didn't answer. Rabbi Kiva Eger says a different thing. Rabbi Kiva Eger says a teretz that when you use the roiv klapim shar dinim, as then once it has to be machriya klapim shar dinim, as then even when it's machriya klapim a din of meiser, we look at it the teretz vada, even the ifsit shar dinim. It's a cloud that the Gdeli Achreinim, not only Rabbi Kivayg, say in other places, but it's a little bit Zaitic, so we're going to leave it. Okay. Frek Rabbi Kivayg, another Shiloh. Frek Rabbi Kivayg on the Rosh, from the Gemara in Ksubis Taf Tes Vov. The Gemara in Ksubis says there's a din, Safik Tumah of Rishus HaRabim is Tov. Over. If there are Roiv Shvatzim, and one svardeya, as being that they're roiv shvatzim, and the chances are you touch the roiv sheretz, as your tame, freker viki veiger, if roiv is not a vadai, it's a suffix, as you should still have the din of suffix from a vishvitz harabim tar, thus freker viki veiger. As those are the two shilas of Rabbi Kivayg, where l'choira you see, Raiv is called Vadai. How do you answer the shila of Reb Shimon, in one place, when he explains the rush, he says a klal. And they say the same part from Reb Aaron. It says this was the word in Europe. That the rush is saying roiv is not a vaday, but it's also not a suffix. Meaning, it's somewhere in between. As when there's a din, asiri vaday, there's a xeris akasiv, you need vaday, roiv is not a vaday, because it's not called asiri vaday. But to say it's a suffix, you can't say it's a suffix. I read the Torah gave a din in the suffix, achron the suffix. It's not a regular suffix. As a din, which is suffix b'shus harabim, is tar, that wasn't said by him.
How does the Gemara say asiri vaday v'lo asiri suffix?
The shaila is, where do you put the dogish? The dogish is because it's a suffix, or the verb is because you need vaday. Anything that's not vaday is called suffix. As they're learning, the xerius akasiv is you need vaday. It's not vaday. Of it's not a suffix. So this is the Topulei Daraisa of Daily Rabbi Seinu of the Rashi Shivas. Yeah, and you could be mepalto yetsa. Just ten lechachamim v'yachkam.
Isn't the Gemara's lashon asiri vaday v'lo asiri suffix?
Okay, but the shayla is, what is the ikar point? Where's the ikar stress point? What's the ikar that we need? They're learning the ikar is you need vaday. Anything under vaday is already, it's not you, a suffix has a different name. It's not vaday. The ikar is the vaday part. And they're learning by suffix tumer b'shus harabim, it has to have a shame suffix. Yeah. Dalem wants to argue on them. Okay. That's what they'll learn.
As the Sefer says, why not the Mikhlal suffix?
Take. One more time. You could bring me 100 times the Rush says the word suffix. They're going to look at you and give you a dirty look back. It doesn't bother them. He means it's called suffix le'in, that it's not vaday. But the punchline is it's not vaday. Yeah. As I hear for it could bother a little bit, but I also hear the other side very strong. Deka Dagish is anything, let's say it like this, maybe it'll help you. Anything less than vaday over here is called suffix, but it's not a real suffix. Okay. Thus is the rush, the shaila is Reb Chaim in stencil. In that Reb Chaim ala Bob Mitzia, which Grada in the Shiurim of Reb Ber, he brings down this chelik from Reb Chaim also. He says that it's not muchach in the Velt. The Velt says Toisis is chelik on the Rush, because Toisis didn't answer like the Rush. As the Velt wants to learn, the Bachreinim want to learn that Toisis holds Ravid, Vadai, Machlek is Toisis and the Rush. Because Toisis asks a question. He doesn't say a teretz. The Rush says a teretz. But standard math, 1 plus 1 equals 2. Why didn't Toisis answer like the Rush? Must be Toisis holds it is vaday. That's how G'dayli Achroinim assume. Comes along Reb Chaim Brisker. Hezok Reb Chaim Brisker. Bein in the Chedushim Alba Metzia. And if you're not saying the Chanit, Bein in the Shurei Reboch Bel B'Shem Reb Chaim. And when he gave share, this is what he said. He said that you could say, if you look well at the Rush only said it on Zilbasaroy. He started off, he has Bittul Baroy. And the Rush answers what? Balchai, Choshen. He has Zilbasaroy. The Rush answers, it's not Vaday. As the Rush only says it on Zilbasaroy. He doesn't say it on Bittul Baroiv, because Bittul Baroiv, the Issa is Nishavich Leheter. As being that Tosis is from Bittul Baroiv, as a Mela, it's not Muchach Tosis is Chaylik on the Rush. Ad Khan, Bittul of Reb Chaim. The problem is, you open up the Tosis Rush, this is why he asked me the Tosis Rush. It just. It's before it's not that way. Yeah. You open up the Taisis Rush. The Taisis Rush says, Vafilu ki aminu kol de parish mi ruba parish ashiri safik mifri. Elashatay retira safik zubri surim de sevachri rabim lahatis. Vinichsep icha isa leheter al yidei bitul beroiv. Aval hocha lo oilam loy nafik mechlal safik asiri. As the Rush clearly is talking about the din of bitul beroiv. Because he says, Nehepecha isa leheter al yidei bitul beroiv. And he still fears eyes that it's asiri safik and not asiri vada. In the Ritva Chadashim, it's mefurish. He has the kasha of bitul beroiv, and he says it's safik, it's not vada. As it's a nice tickle tiger, Yishmak. But the shaila is lechayra. The Rush is mevur, not that way. Kinirah, they read the Rush different. It's really going to be hard to read the Tosfos Rush different. Some might even say it's a printing mistake. But Vinishvi, but Kinirah they read. But Kafi the Rush, we have it. The Rush lechayra is mevur. Now maskim, the reading of the Rush anyway is not meach v'smud. But lechayra, the kivun in the Rush is this goes back and answers my first question of bitul beroiv too. That's the pashut of reading of the Rush. Yeah, vinishvi, Reb Chaim could say b'das taisis anyway. It's okay. I'm in the Rush. We see not that. Ad heichan advar megiim, the achroinim did notice that the Rush says it in bitul beroiv, and the prima gadim is a bomba kasha on the Rush. Beg the prima gadim on the Rush. I know the prima gadim brings down the Rush, says it in bitul beroiv. Frag the prima gadim, hare the ganza memra that by bitul beroiv is in his hapich leheter. You could eat three chatichais. Is it a Rush? A Rush in Chulin. It's one of the most famous Rushes in Chulin. That when you have two pieces of heter, one piece of iser, you could eat all three. There's two pieces of meat from a cow, one piece of meat from a pork, from a pig. If you don't know what it looks like, you can eat pig's meat. Because bitul beroiv, Mishnah stayed in the Rush. You see clearly it's a din vada. You're eating three pieces of meat. You're no longer vada, you're eating a piece of chazir. As how could the Rush say that roiv is a suffix? If it's a suffix, how could you eat three pieces? Thus is the grace of Shaila. Astira in the Taisis Arash and the Rush. Thus is the grace of Shaila, the Prima Gadim. Yes. As Rav Naftali brought down the Prima Gadim, he asked it on the Rush, and he says it Terence. A courage is on the Terence. Zot, the Rav Naftali. There's a chilik between the Gavra and the Chefsa, which takes it out of the Gavra of a Chefsa handbook. Oh. That which we say that a person could eat three pieces of meat is because klape the Gavra, we look at it, ki'ilu, he knows it's vaday heter. That's the Xeris HaKos of a bitul beroiv. The Iser is nishavich leheter, klape the Gavra. But klape the chefsa, it lives the suffix. As the din of macholis isuris is an iser on the gavra. As klape the gavra, roiv says to the gavra, it was nishapach leheter, and it's bevadai heter. But the din of asiri vadai, the loy asiri suffix, is a din in the chefsa. And lemaisa mitzad the chefsa, it's a suffix. Also is the Mahalich of Reb Naftali to be Miyashiv, the steer in the Rush. It's a grace of Kiddush, Lam is Boyle, but also is the Mahalich of Reb Naftali. Okay, as thus is the Rush. What does Tosfos hold? We have Reb Chaim gets out of it. Behelim Divrei Reb Chaim, Tosfos holds that Roiv is Vada. And Tosfos over here, the Tosfos HaRosh is Lishitasai. Because even though Reb Chaim is Gishmak, But let's put Reb Chaim on the side for a second. And Havoi Nivne B'Shar Mekoimus B'Shas. In Tosis and Kedushin, Lamed Vav Amid Beis. Over there, the Gemara says, A Safik Orla B'Chutz Laretz, is Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, you go L'Kula. Frek Tosis and Kedushin, Daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis, that I, with Mana Zen, how do we rely and we buy food from the Goyim? As everyone here is going to say, what do you mean? Arla is the first 3 years, the trees in America are very, very old. Zaptaisis, what the Goyim do is after a tree gets old, its peiros are not good. So what they do is they constantly market trees that it should taste fresh. And they mark it, the old trees on the new trees. The din is by Erla, you count from the Arkava. As roiv of the trees in Chutzlaretz that the peiros were eating are coming from were Harkava. They took the old trees and they were marked it with the new trees. Markiv in English, I think, means to graft. That means you put the old trees together with the new trees and the fruit that come out tastes much, much better. As roiv are Harkava. As we should everything should be aser as arla because it's not a suffic arla v'chutz laretz, it's a roi epidetisis rosh in kedushin mamid vav amid beis. Roi isn't vada as it's still a suffic arla v'chutz laretz. As in kinam advarim we have a gog yishmaka l'shitasa the taisis and the taisis rosh over here. The Taisis and the Taisis Rosh and Kedushin, Lamed Vav Amid Beis. Taisis holds that Roiv is Vadai. And the Taisis Rosh, Lashitasai, argues on Taisis. As in Cain, we have two Taisisim in Shas. And two Taisis are Rosh. And if the Olam gives Rishus, we could finish the picture. There's a Rishon that says, Lehedya Roiv is Vadai. The Rajva. In Kedushin, Daf Ayin Gimel, the Rajva says, he dons, there's a heter, Safik Mamzer is Mutter Lovay Bekam. There's a man, the Yama Mamzer, Vada Yasser Achmana Veloy Safik Mamzer. Dons the Rajva. So what's the din when you have a Roiv? Roiv in the chances is it's possible. Do you say Safik Mamzer Lukula? Zog the Rajva, words of the Rajva. No! Because Roiv is Vadai. Roiv is not a suffering. Ayvazei, Tosis L'chayra learns like the Rajva. Roiv is Vadai. Roiv is not a suffering. As Tosis holds, it's Asiri Vadai. And the Tosis Rosh is Chayra. L'chayra, we could use that machlekis of Tosis Rosh and Kedushin Lamed Vav Amid Beis and put it together with the machlekis Bamitzia Vav Amid Beis, it would sound like the machlekis Lishitasai. And what is the Shairish machlekis? How far was the Achrav Roiv given? Was it given B'Tairis a Birur Vadai? We have to look at it like we know B'Vadai what happened. Or no, it was given as a Din Hanhag in the Suffolk, but it's not a Birur B'Tairis Vadai. This is the Shaila of the Daily Rishon. Okay, as that was the Yesedis the Genekuda, that Roiv, this Taisis Rosh in the Ritva is something a lot of the Achrenim talk about, that Roiv is not a Vadai. We saw the Kashas, like, it's so gewaldig. It's like Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's like you give him a Yediyah, it's like punching into a computer, but the difference is a computer would never be able to do such a thing. You'd ask a computer, how many questions on Shas do you have? You can't think. The Ki Vega on the spot on the Tosef Rosh. Two Gemaras Mefurish Vatrayot. Kul and Yud Aleph. Ksubis Tezva. As the godless of Rabbi Ki Vega. You have to answer it. Can move on. And then the other Nekuda. We have another Tosef and Tosef Rosh at a Cholik in this Nekuda B'Makom Acher. We have the last Nidin. What's the Din by Bittul B'Roiv? G'day Le Rabbi Seinu. Reb Chaim Brisk wanted to say Bittul Berais is different. The Taisis Rush and the Ritva look not that way. Yes, how does it stem with the other Rush? Okay, those are the Klalim, Yisaidis Dikin, Yanim, Bez Hashem, when you learn Chulin or Ksubis or many other Masechtos and Shas, this is going to be very, very handy. Please, Yisaidis. Let's move back to our sugya of Tfisa V'Sacha. We have to pull you away from these exciting inyanim of Rai back to the sugya of Tfisa, which is also very Gishmak. However, let's go back. Poiter M'mainai, the M'mainai, Shal V'Kaya. Taisis Divrei, the middle Taisis. V'chein hu maskana, dimtag v'kayim, maitziyai mi yada. Taisis says that that is the maskana of our service. Sveikis nechnasen ledir is a raya, takfukayin ein maitziyin. I'm sorry, takfukayin maitziyin miyadai. Tfisa does not help in sveikis. V'yesh lodin ulahaz. What is the machlekes with Hamnuna and Rabba? Tfisa is mahani besveikis. What are they arguing in? Rashi is very sussum. What's the machlekes if Tfisa is mahani b'sveikis? It's sarif b'ya. Bez Hashem, the Olam should be ready, prepare to write a kuntras on it. What's the machlekes? Well, we have to learn the Rishonim and see from the different Rishonim what comes out. What's the hezber of the machlekes? So chavoy, let's be b'ina d'inyanim, mitaych divrei ha-rishonim. Frektasis on the maskana that Tfisa doesn't help. Tema the beperik hashav the beperik beis kur. Gabi echad shesachem merchatz muki shmul hadiach leiku bebal beemsa chaydish abba b'seif chaydish kula l'seicher. Masikacha the maitziyin miyad. In order to understand the shaila of Tfisa, let's see the Gemara later on. B'chari, if we see the Gemara later on, we're not going to understand the shaila. Let's start. The Mishnah later on Tuesdays, goes like this. The Mishnah says that if you rent a place for a year, you come to Eretz Yisrael for a year, you rent a dira for a year, maskar bayis lechavera, l'shan. As if you told him you're renting it for a year, misabra shana, if there's an extra month in the year, misabra l'seichem. As he rented it for a year, a month is nichlal in the year. You don't have to pay more for the extra month. Hiskoloi l'chadashim, you told him you're renting it for 12 months, as if it's an ibra chaydish. As if you told him for 12 months, you have to pay for the extra chaydish. What happens if a guy was Sacher Mechitz Mechaveroi, he says Shnayim Asa Zav L'Shana, and he mentions Medina Zav L'Chaydish. He mentions Shana, and he mentions Chaydish. Does this guy mention both? Azeich Lodin Dainer Lahai Dina. So the Mishnah, oh, it's a suffix. What does he mean? Did he mean for Shana? Did he mean for Chaydish? He said both. Which one? As in the Gemara is Mavur, it's Tali on Tfais Lashon Rishon. Maybe the Lashon Rishon is the Iker, maybe not. Maybe Tfais Lashon Shnei, Mechule, Noara Hanus. As the Mishnah says, the din is Yachle. As Taisus is going on, the member of Reb Nachman in the Gemara. Shmuel Amal. The Mishnah is talking about that it says Yachloiku Bibo Beemsa Chaydish Eskima. It's talking about when you walked in the middle of Chaydish Adar days. Because then the din is Yachloiku. Abubo Betchilas Chaydish, if the masker comes to rent the month, to take the rent in the beginning of the Chaydish, like all the maskers do here on Beis Yisrael, Alpiyika the dina really it's in skirisal lebesayt. But what happens if it's ba betchilas achoydesh? We call it betchilas achoydesh. Kula lemaser ba besayf achoydesh. Kula lesayf. What's the pshat? What is the pshat in Zot Rashi a gishmak pshat? Zot Rashi. If he's ba betchilas achoydesh, what is the need? The need's on the karka. Could I live in the karka? Who's the karka b'cheskas? The karka is b'cheskas, the maskur. As a Mela, the din is the maskir wins the din title. If he's bought b'soif ha-chodesh, he already lived in the chodesh. What's the needin is? The needin's on the money. If he's chayiv to pay or not, the money is in the soifer's pocket. As the soifer is the moksi, as the mela the soifer wins. Ad kan divrei Rashi, v'biya divrei Agamar. Go poshit. I'm just gavaldig in yishmat the suya. Comes toises, freg toises, give out. Freg toises, avol bebobe soif achoydish, kula le soicher, ay tfisa is loy mahani. Mitzarech Ian Godel. Who's talking about tfisa? When he's bar b'soif ha-chodesh, the needin is, does the soicher have to pay money? The soicher's money is in his pocket. He's not toifis in it, he's muxik in it. It's not tfisa lacha shenoylid ha-safik. He's a muxik in the money. That's ma. What's Tysus' question? This is not a tzir tfisa. Tfisa would be in a tzir where the masker was toifis the soicher's money. That's Tisa. The Shaila is he was a muxik, and afterwards the masker was toifisit. But over here we're handling if the Seicher has to pay with the money that he's muxik in, that's in his pocket. He wasn't toifisit. What's the sushta? Our sug is talking about where you toifis la'achash and noy l'rasa. Mitzorach Ion, what's shot in Tisa? Shteita, there's a huge machlekes Rashi in Tisa. So Nochum is miyasek. Tosis obviously learns that the nidain in Seif HaChodesh is not on the gelt. The shayla is, do you have to pay money? The nidain's on the money, and the money's in his pocket. Zagrev Nochum, but what's the shayrish hashayla? What's the sibas hashayla? The shayrish hashayla, the tchilas hashayla is did I have a right to live there or not? Did I have a right to live there without paying extra or not? As the Sheirish Hashayla, the Nidin Hashayla is on the Diur. Do I have a right to Darsham without paying money? As if the Nidin, the Sheirish Hashayla, is on the Diurin, as now, B'Seif HaChodesh, he already was Typhus the Diurin. He lived there already. Diurin is Hishtamshus. It's the living rights. As the Nidin was, did I have a right to live there without paying more money? As at the end of the Chodesh, I lived there without paying money. I lived there already. I chapped them. I was Typhus then. Azay Bazay, the Shaila is, you did a Tfisa, La'achash and Le'lid HaSafir. It was Becheskas the Masker, because he's Muxik on the Karka. Oh, but you went ahead, you were Typhus from him, you lived in it. As thus haste, Atvisa. As Lakuda number one, we see a massive Machlekes, Rashi, and Tosfos. Where do you put the finger? Where is the suffering? What are we clearing on? Where is it Tali, the Chazaka, and the Tvisa? How do you dan Chazaka and Tvisa? Rashi learns. The needin is how much money you pay. The needin is, do you have to pay? If this needin now is, do you have to pay? As where's the becheskas on the money? And Tosfos learns, no. Chazaka is not on the money that you have to pay. The shoyrish hashayla, the ikar shayla was, do you have a right to live there without paying more? As the Sheirish HaShayla, the Sibis HaShayla, the Tchilis HaShayla is in the Diurim, in the Shimushim. As a Mela, the Seicher is not a Muxim, he's only a Tavis. As that's the Tchilis, Dover Klapi Tosfos, you see a Chiddush in Tosfos, that Tosfos holds that look at the Sheirish, the Sibis HaShayla. The Mela Tosfos Sushals are a Sibis. As for Tosfos, that I, Shmuel, holds. That's a shame. There's an interesting Nakuda on the Shiloh of Taisis. And this, obviously, we're going to have to finish here a couple of weeks later. There's another Mandiyama over there. What is it, Nachman? Karka v'cheskas baleo kaima. That, it's always v'cheskas of the maskir. It's our revere. As why is Tosfos asking from Shmuel, he should have brought a raya from Reb Nachman. That you see Tosfos loy mahani, because he says it goes to the maskir. It's very interesting. Tosfos is saying the halacha is this way, and he asks from Shmuel. What do you mean? Tosfos should point that over, just like in our Gemara is a machlekes, over there it's a machlekes too. Over there, Reb Nachman holds karka b'cheskes ba'aleh medes. Karka holds tefisa doesn't help. As why doesn't Tosfos point this out? As lechayra, the answer is there's a Tosfos on Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, the bottom Tosfos, the last Tosfos in the Perek in Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, to be on Maslo Pardesi. He says, what's Pshat in Reb Nachman? Karka b'cheskas ba'aleh medes means it's never shayich tefisa on karka. Tefisa is only shayich on the talit, because you could grab it to the from the bailu, you could move it somewhere else. But karka la'olam medes, you can't budge karka. You can't move it from the ground. It's stuck there. It's not movable. It's non-movable. As l'meila, it's never shayach tvisa. You're going to put your hand on it, it's not shayach tvisa. As l'fizeh, why is Reb Nachman? Because he holds is a yichud of karka. But by metaltalin, he would have been moide to shmuel. As l'fizeh comes out, Tosfos couldn't bring a mokah from Reb Nachman. V'oi, Reb Nachman is a hemshech l'fi Tosfos, that the yisoid of the sugya over there is tvisa. That's Reb Nachman saying, by karka, tvisa doesn't help. And it's all tvisa day. Not muhzik day, tvisa day. Thus is thus. Okay, so thus is the shayla of Tosfos. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll see the parrots and the rest of the